Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 15th of April. I'm your host, Paul White. Today I'm going to do something a little different, actually today and tomorrow, and this is something that I have never done. I've aired for you clips from sermons. I've aired for you sermons never before released. I've aired for you sermons that are yet to be released. I've aired for you parts of sermons that are yet to be released. I've never aired for you a part of a sermon I cut out of a yet to be released sermon. Now, the reason for this is because I was editing a sermon we did in Georgia, and I preached about 90 minutes, and it was so long and meaty and full of, I thought, some pretty good stuff, but it was just, I had gotten so into the moment that I sort of rabbit trailed for literally almost 20 minutes on what was a pretty good topic. Now, we brought it back to the relevance of the topic we were in, but it honestly could stand on its own. So I cut it. I cut it out of the sermon so that the sermon was more cohesive. But I didn't want to lose it forever. It was some good theology. It was some good stuff. And so I thought, what better thing to do than give it, part of it at least, first to my DDP crew. So today and tomorrow, we break this portion of this mess, this never-before-released part, and we'll give it to you. However, I also thought, well, it might be beneficial if people had that as a standalone on video. So tomorrow, on our website, paulwhiteministries.com, the entire 15 to 20 minutes will air in video with scripture on the screen. It'll be titled, What Does God Look Like? But you get the first part of it today, and you get the last part of it tomorrow before anyone else. I hope you enjoy. God bless. John chapter 1, and we're going to go to 1 John real quick. Watch verse 14. John 1, 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, said, This was He, of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. Watch this. Never forget this verse. Of His fullness we have all received, grace for grace. Every moment you face chaos, you've already received from Jesus everything you need for the chaos. You are not hungry, starving, begging God for more. You have received of His fullness, grace for grace. This is why if you are feasting on the message that you need to do to get, then you've missed this verse. Of His fullness you have received, grace for grace. The law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Let me take a split second here and handle this. This is so weird to me. I read this, and I was reading this recently through this chapter, and you get to this bizarre moment where John goes, no one's seen God at any time. It's almost like a throw-in. I mean, he's in the middle of telling you the Word became flesh. Jesus is grace and truth, and of His fullness we've received grace for grace. And the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus. No man's ever seen God. And you go, what? Why did you drop that in? No man's ever seen God. What? And then he says, but Jesus has manifested Him. Look at the word exactly. Verse 18, last part of the verse. The only begotten Son who's in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. Greek word exegeomai, which really exegeomai is where we get the English word exegesis. And exegesis is not ex-Jesus. I used to think that when I'd hear guys go, well, we're going to exegete the word. And I'd think, well, that doesn't sound very clean. And exegesis to me was the ex-Jesus. Exegesis is a Greek word that to means to fully explain. So if you do exegesis of a scripture, then you fully explain its application. All right? Hermeneutics is where it fits in the passage. Exegesis is where it fits in you. That's a real elementary definition of exegesis, but you get the point. Why am I bringing that up? Well, because the Bible says that that's what Jesus did of the Father. He exegeted the Father. The same way a pastor exegetes Scripture. Literally takes Scripture, fully explains it. So why does John throw in, no one's ever seen God? Just out of the blue, no one's ever seen God. Because he wants to remind you, God's invisible. He doesn't have this body sitting on in this cosmic place. Until Jesus, he could have been considered little more than abstract. And for me, that's why the Old Testament, time to time, seems to be confused about God. And then came Jesus. And John said, we never knew what God looked like, because, you know, God didn't look like anything. and no one's ever seen him. And then Jesus. And Jesus exegetes the Father. Jesus fully explains God. Jesus tells you what he looks like, tells you what he sounds like, tells you what he responds like. Well, what did Jesus say? Same guy. This is John. Go to 1 John chapter 4. I'm trying to close. I don't have to. Well, I do eventually, but I don't know. I am not getting the impression from people that they are wanting me to quit, but I just am trying to honor everyone's time. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is what? For this, the love of God was manifested toward us, made clear, displayed. That God has sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might, what? Live through him. In the beginning was the Word. Remember? What was the Word? The Word is spoken, and the Word is light, and the light is the life of men. Same John, last part of verse 9. He gave us Jesus so that we might live through him. In this is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation or the satisfaction for our sin problem. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. Time out. Stop. Does that look familiar? Right in the middle of nowhere. Just the same guy can't get off of it. He does it in John 1. He does it in 1 John 4. He goes, hey, well, guess what, by the way? No one's ever seen God. Nobody loves what he looks like. Why do you do this again, John? Because in John 1, Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and Word was with God, and Word was God, and Word spoke, and there was light, came into the darkness, and touched your chaos, and light became life, and man has life, and of his fullness you received grace for grace. By the way, nobody knows what God looks like, but Jesus came to exegete the Father, show you what he looked like. And John says, that to me is fascinating, because now I got another Adam in the middle of my chaos to show me how to overcome my chaos, and all I really got to do is pay attention to this guy, because I've got his fullness, grace for grace. Don't know what God looks like, but I got a feeling he looks like Jesus. That's John. 1 John 4, same guy. He goes, God is love. And if a man loves God, is loved of God, he knows what God is. By the way, nobody knows what God looks like. Same argument. Watch how he solves it in 1 John 4. 12, no one's seen God at any time. But if we love one another, God lives in us and his love has been perfected in us. Time out. Nobody knows what God looks like, but if we love one another, let's say it again. Nobody knows what God looks like, but if we love one another, then we know what he looks like down here.
Oh, that's fun. I enjoyed listening to that again as much as I enjoyed sharing that. We'll conclude this little part tomorrow on the Deeper Daily Podcast. Once again, that entire video clip will be available on Podbean and iTunes and our website, Facebook page tomorrow. See you then. God bless.